This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We want to start this morning the best way possible, opening God's Word, the Bible, and letting God speak to us. It sets your mind for the day. It resets you as you get into this day. It gets you past all the pressures and the stresses that you're facing and helps you think of what really matters. Your relationship with God is the foundation of your life. Do not push it into the background. Keep it right there in the front of your heart and mind all through the day. We're talking this week about the security of our relationship with God as His children. And you know something? There was a time in your life when you were not a child of God, when you were just trying to make life work on your own, trying to get past that sense that something was missing, that void in your life, or the sense of the brokenness in your life that you thought you could never overcome. And you encountered Jesus Christ. And when you put your faith in Him, something changed in your very nature. God became a part of your life. You were forgiven by Him for those things that had offended Him. His Holy Spirit came to live within you. You began to love God, and His life in your life began to change your life. But for many of us, we come to a place in life where we find that we've lost our passion for our relationship with God. We've let it slip into the background, or perhaps temptation has come into our lives and we've found ourselves walking down a path that is so far from God. And it makes us fearful about the future, about what will happen when we die. Do I really have a relationship with God? Is my salvation secure? Or will I face God's judgment again now, even though I was forgiven by Him at one time? Well, this is what we're looking at this week. And I want to take you today to a passage in the Gospel of John, chapter 19 in the Bible, where it talks about Jesus' crucifixion. It tells us in verse 16, "So Pilate delivered Jesus over to the Jewish leaders to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the Place of the Skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them." It goes on to describe his crucifixion. Jesus is hanging on the cross, suffering, and after a long time of pain and suffering, where he's asking God even to forgive the people who are crucifying him because they don't know what they're doing. In verse 28, it tells us, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill Scripture, 'I thirst.' A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." Well, what was finished? The reality is that none of us can pay the debt that we owe to God for how we have offended Him and broken His moral laws. God, the judge of the universe, He can't just overlook it or He'd be a bad judge. So what can be done? We are alienated from God. We face His eternal judgment when we die. Only one person qualifies to take our place and to die in our place, and that is someone who never sinned himself, who could take our penalty and pay it for us. And that was Jesus. He qualified. He came into our world, God the Son, and lived life as a human being his whole life without any sin. He didn't deserve what he got, but he willingly put himself in a position where he knew he would be persecuted and killed, taking God's judgment on himself in our place. Jesus was your substitute. He died in your place. And when he finished that road, he said, "It is finished." what he has done for you, paid in full everything you owe God. And when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, God accepts that, and you find forgiveness. And that can never be undone. So rest in your relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.